This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're kicking off another week of fun and excitement. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, of course, as always, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. You take control, 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can always join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the archives, last 6 days of the show. Are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. None of that stuff. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, 1-888-532-4604, or check out their website, freestateproject.org.
This could be a pretty big, newsy sort of a night on Free Talk Live.
There's a lot of news.
We don't really necessarily, we're not a news show, but we follow certain issues that we find important. And one of those issues that we find important is the New London case from New London, Connecticut.
Yep.
Which, of course, as you know, is the center, the hub of the controversy over the eminent domain issue. Tonight, they are expecting to have a decision. The city council in New London is expected to decide as to whether or not to dissolve the NLDC, which is the front group that they set up to transfer the private properties to.
Or as one of the homeowners from the Fort Trumbull neighborhood told us, not they're dissolving the corporation, but in fact just dissolving their relationship to the corporation.
Something like that. Basically making it so they couldn't take the property anymore.
Right.
So we're going to let you know as we get updates on that. In fact, just as we were starting the show, I saw something pop into the email box from one of the homeowners. I think the meeting was probably at 7 o'clock, so we may have some news for you here shortly on that. Also, big anti-war protest over the weekend. We're going to give you the details on that coming up as well. But first, we need to go to the phones and to the fun, to Kirby in New Jersey. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I found something that I thought you would find very interesting, and your listeners. Since I'm now in high school, I have a whole new set of teachers.
Uh-huh.
And one of my teachers, my new history teacher, has really been pushing the mock trial competition on me.
Uh-huh. What is
and,
that?
What it is that in New Jersey, well, it's sponsored by the State Bar Foundation and
okay.
the County Bar Association. And what it does is it's just a competition in which one side plays as the defense and one side plays the prosecution in a mock trial.
It's a pretend trial, I see.
Yeah. And what it is that, so she gave me a handbook in advance so that I could, you know, familiarize myself with the case before I decide whether I want to be defense or prosecution.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm reading through here, and I find the indictment, and here in the jury charge, which is, you know, the judge is addressing the jury, I found something that would be, I knew you guys would find interesting.
Okay. What is it?
To quote it exactly, you must consider all my instructions together as being a law. You must apply. It is not your responsibility to be concerned with the wisdom or correctness of any rule of law about which I charge you, regardless of any personal opinion you may have as to what you think the law ought to be. It is a violation of your sworn duty as jurors to base your verdict on any view of the law other than that which I give you in these instructions.
Wow.
Wow, that's really messed up.
That's just a blatant lie, and of course the reason why is back when this country was founded, the jury was supposed to be the final check, the final balance on government gone out of control.
This is the problem with the bar, though. I mean, this is it. This is what happens.
They want to brainwash you.
Lawyers want to have control of the legal system. What kind of sense would the laws make? It wouldn't be good for the lawyers if laws made sense, because then fewer people would break them, and they would make less money.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers need broken laws to make money. They need people in trouble with the law to make money.
And it's obviously not good for the lawyers if individuals who are going to be on juries know that they actually have the right to say no based on their personal feelings,
right.
To totally disregard what it was that you just said, Kirby, the judge's instructions, which are just lie after lie.
I've got a question. This is just a mock trial, right? Did you question it?
Well, I didn't actually have a chance to question it because I hadn't read it until after I left school.
Here's something you should consider doing. I suggest you go to FIJA's website, FIJA.org. That's FIJA, as in Fully Informed Jury Association.org. Go ahead and do your research there, then come into school after you've fully armed yourself.
Hey, with some printouts.
Yeah, maybe with some brochures.
Some FIJA flyers.
I would clean house.
We look forward to hearing from you as to what happens. Thanks for the call, Kirby. Let us know, all right?
No problem.
Thanks, dude. He's fighting it out. He is fighting the good fight in the New Jersey government school system, and we wish him the best in that particular one. Because, man, talk about indoctrination. I remember taking law class when I was in high school, and I don't remember, I mean, obviously it was years ago, so I don't really remember exactly what, if we even had judges' instructions. But that's where they do it. That's where they start indoctrinating you right there in the beginning to think that the judge is telling you exactly what you're supposed to do. You just follow the good little judge's orders. Mm-hmm. He's honorable after all. Why would he lie to you? He's an honorable judge. Look, he's in a black cloak. Isn't he special? Well, no, he's lying to protect what you were talking about, man, which the lawyers, the entire law, the entirety of law is based upon giving lawyers something to make money off of.
Now, you know, I don't usually believe in conspiracies or cabals, but I in fact do believe that there's a conspiracy among the Bar Association, mm-hmm. among the lawyers, to just keep people in the dark. If lawyers are the only ones who have access to the law, then they're better off, you know?
They're the
ones going to make money.
That makes sense.
You know, I have a problem with stating that this is an intentional act. I almost feel like it's become something that might be so heavily ingrained in these lawyers and judges that it's not even intentional. It's not even conscious for them anymore. That they believe this so strongly that what they're saying is something that they actually, you know, it's a belief. It's not lie to them anymore.
Well, it may just be what they learned at law school. So it might just be the law school people who are teaching the lies. And again, maybe they learned the lies as well. But at some point, somebody made the decision to stop giving the correct jury instructions. To stop giving the jury the instructions that they had back in, I don't know, was the 1700s or the early 1800s. There was some point at which, and I remember somebody actually mentioned it to us on the air one night.
As early as the turn of the century, 1900s, they were still giving.
That's right, in Prohibition times. That's one of the reasons why Prohibition ended, was mm-hmm. because people just stopped convicting people. You know, the man which is drinking out of a teacup right now, during Prohibition times, he might have been drinking underground alcohol, and I might have busted him as a cop, and then he would have gone on to a trial, and then 12 of his peers might have said, "What? We've had enough of this. Stop convicting these people. They're just our friends and family members. They just want to get drunk." So you're right, man. Which it was going on up until then.
If somebody's drinking while we're on the air, then they have to face a higher authority. I'm going to pummel
them.
That's
the FCC, actually. No. The FCC doesn't allow that sort of thing.
Really?
You cannot drink on the air.
What about those drunk driving ones where the
you can drink off the air
and then come back on
drunk.
The air?
You can be drunk on the air. You cannot drink. You cannot say, "I'm drinking wild turkey right now."
I actually don't think that that's as much of a problem as what the FCC regulation actually officially states is that the board operator cannot be drinking.
Oh, really?
Hosts, I believe, can drink all they want.
Well, anyway, let's go to Jamie Togiso, somebody who's an expert with alcohol. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Jamie. What's up?
Oh, not much. I just was on the internet today.
It sounds like you're playing your pipe organ.
Nah, I'm watching Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, good times, Jamie. So what's on your mind, sir?
I was on the internet today, and I was looking at a website, and Sandy Sheehan was arrested.
Yes, Cindy Sheehan was arrested today in Washington, D.C. How do you feel about that?
I feel that she was a protester, and that was her right. But I don't know what she was arrested for. I didn't get, read that far.
As I understand, she was arrested because she would not move when the police ordered her to move. That's what she was arrested for.
Okay, y'all have a good night.
Well, thanks, Jamie. In fact, I've actually contacted Cindy Sheehan about possibly getting her on the show to tell us her story about what it was like being arrested in Washington, D.C. Literally, I believe it was right out front of the White House was where it happened. And
nobody agrees with Cindy Sheehan. I mean, nobody showed up to that protest. I mean, the media isn't talking about it at all.
You're right. The media didn't talk about it. The media didn't talk about it, but we're going to talk about it coming up next. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up whatever you want. The Monday Night Show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we will send you an update. In fact, I sent one out yesterday because we have a brand new Shriner on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go check her out at freetalklive.com. So if you want to be the first to know what's going on with the show, sign up for the updates. You can do it for free, of course, at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The new Shriner says she wants to give me a hug. Says so in her sign.
That's right. She's a very nice lady.
Yeah.
And the other thing I updated on yesterday was our auction. We're doing another auction at auction.freetalklive.com. Just like we did about a month or so ago, what we've done is we put up the top banner on the website for sale, basically, just to see what we can get for it. Now, it was a month and a half ago, I guess, we did it before, and we got about $125 from our current top banner sponsor, which is i3 Web Solutions, EY3 Web Solutions. So $125 was what it was.
He didn't pay for any on-air mentions.
He just got one, because he's the top banner, so he deserves it. So that's where it was before. Will it be less than that this time? Will it be more than that? It's at 6 cents right now. So you can go
get in
at auction.freetalklive.com. All right, so Johnson, tell us about the rally.
You know, for 6 cents, I would pay for the top banner just to get people to click on and look at pictures of my car or something.
It's a hell of a deal. So tell me about the protest from over the weekend, Johnson.
All right. Yeah, I certainly haven't seen anything in the rest of the news really talking about this. I mean, it's major media, televised media, at the very least, has not really been covering this.
It was covered. I did spot it on the major news sites over the weekend, but it wasn't covered in a major way. It was just sort of like an offhanded, oh, look, there was a protest.
Huh.
Back to your regular coverage. That sort of kind of coverage.
From what I've seen, and this could be wrong, but that this was the largest protest since Vietnam.
I think that's, I find it shocking in a way, but at the same time, I kind of understand because back in the Vietnam days, they didn't have the internet in order to organize things like this. So yeah. Maybe that's what contributed to it.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if that's true, it's fantastic.
Let me get into what this article says a little bit here. Crowds opposed to the war in Iraq surged past the White House on Saturday, shouting, "Peace now!" in the largest anti-war protest in the nation's capital since the U.S. invasion.
Mm.
The rally stretched through the day and into the night, a marathon of music, speech-making, and dissent on the National Mall. Police Chief Charles H. Ramsey, noting that organizers had hoped to draw 100,000 people, said, "I think they probably hit that."
Hey, Skyler, before you go any farther, I want to talk about the war in this respect. I'm wondering, you know, the Vietnam War, the people jumped all over it and protested it after 15 years because it was being run so very poorly.
Yeah.
And currently, this war, it doesn't seem like they could have done anything worse. You know, like, it doesn't seem like, how in the world could they have made this war worse?
I suppose. Oh, well, it could always be worse, don't you think? I mean, we could have doubled the death toll.
But you
I think that the government definitely missed their mark on this one. It was
by
like
a
long
shot.
The wrong war, wrong time, wrong place. You know, that's the whole philosophy, and mm-hmm. I really think they missed their mark on it.
I think that if they went and did this properly, that people wouldn't have protested Vietnam, and they wouldn't be protesting this one. I mean, it's just that they're so incompetent,
they
even in the execution of a war.
Right, they can't do it properly. I mean, the thing you have to remember about the military, beyond all of the pumping up that the media gives them and the Hollywood gives them, they're really, as Harry Brown puts it, no more than just the post office in fatigues. And they're still an inefficient, silly little bureaucracy. They just happen to have big weapons.
You know, I love that. I love the saying, but it's unfair, completely unfair to the post office. Because the post office has, since 1971, since 1970, whatever, when UPS and FedEx came around, they've had to get competitive, and they're pretty,
to an extent,
good. Pretty good.
You know what's unfair? A law that says that no other people can take the mail under a dollar. That's what's unfair.
Right, but there is no competitive military. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, there's mercenaries, but at the same time, you can't you can hire the post office to deliver something for you. You can't hire the military to go and invade a country for you.
I'm just saying that the post office has done pretty good with itself since, you know, 1970, whatever, with the competition.
You
now,
apologize.
It's still a government agency.
Right.
It still sucks. It's still, I still don't use it.
I'd like to posit that any time a large enough people gather in this country who are all armed, the government goes in and kills most of them.
Hmm.
Huh?
Huh?
I don't...
what's the last... I mean, okay, aside from the NRA, which is an organization about... gun ownership. What's the last political organization you can think of that was armed in this country?
I guess
Waco,
Black Panthers,
Black Panthers, Waco, and what happened to both of those organizations?
Michigan Militia.
Michigan Militia.
I think they're alive.
Yeah, and how big are they?
They only took a couple of shots at them.
Right. How big are they?
Pop, pop.
They've killed a couple of the leaders of the Michigan Militia.
Have they really?
Yeah.
How about the Black Hills Indians there? I can't remember what his name is. The Indian.
I don't know. But when you think of these organizations, I mean, aside from the Black Panthers, the Michigan Militia does not strike me as a large organization.
No, certainly not.
So no, we definitely don't have.
What do you think if we had a gun march on Washington? What do you think they? Well, they're banned, aren't they? Wouldn't that be interesting?
Oh, that would be.
You can't have no guns in Washington D.C.
Well, what did they call that? They called what was that that event? I think it was it was the Boston Massacre. I think that's what that was called.
Yeah.
What would this be? The D.C. Massacre? What
Maybe
would they
so.
Call it?
I don't know, but I feel like we are
when
on the
Brit
cusp.
Squad tanks rolled in.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like sometimes I feel like we're on the cusp of the second American Revolution. I don't know if there's going. I don't. You know, it always makes me wonder what's the 21st century revolution going to look like. I mean, is there
lasers.
Going to be a shot
mm-hmm.
fired? You know, a shot heard around the world.
Sound weapons.
Would mm-hmm. there be something that would start it?
Six sticks.
I don't know.
I don't think that there could be. I feel like we're so pacified today. I mean, back, even down in New Orleans, when people were having their weapons confiscated, one of the most anti-American, totalitarian things that could be done to a populace, I mean, Stalin, Hitler, right in the line with those guys, and nobody shot back. You know, nobody fired back. Everybody just gave them up.
Well, to be fair, on this one, it looks as though...
it's because of the fluoride in the water.
The court cases won out in this case. I mean, you know, the NRA claims responsibility
yeah.
for...
And they claim they're going to give the guns back, but
well,
I don't believe that they tracked who they took the guns from.
Once the government gets a hold of something of yours,
yeah.
please. I mean, it's not like they put it in some room labeled
no.
somewhere in some...
What happened was the guys that were grabbing the guns said, ooh, that's a nice little .357. I'll take that home for myself.
Yeah.
Take that to the range.
Absolutely.
They just took them.
Sure they did.
So I don't trust that they're going to give any of that back. 800-259-9231. Also, of course, the protest was huge over the weekend, but Cindy Sheehan was still in Washington, D.C. as of today, and apparently they had a smaller protest, maybe with about 500 people right out in front of the White House. They decided to, as I understand it, to basically sit down in front of wherever it was that they were. The cops ordered them to leave, and shortly thereafter, after they refused to leave, because apparently it's illegal to sit down on the streets on public property, they arrested Ms. Cindy Sheehan, and she got out of jail apparently today, which seems to be unusually fast.
Well, she's a celebrity.
Maybe so. But we're going to try and get her on the show. I've been in touch with her. We're going to get her scheduled, hopefully, to tell us about what her experience was like. And didn't George Bush leave town for the protest over the weekend? I think I heard that, too.
He doesn't want to hear all that noise. He's trying to sleep.
800-259-9231. Actually, didn't you have a story that George is back to drinking, Mailich?
Yes, I've got a story that says that. I'm not saying it's true.
Cocaine's next.
It's by the Inquirer. But they have some great stories.
They do their research. More coming back. It's
Free
Talk Live.
Gotta do a little blow.
800-259-9231.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Flick a switch and let there be light. Not since Thomas Edison has there been such a bright idea until now. I'll illuminate you when we come back. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Forget the bulky bulb above your head in your vehicle's passenger cabin. The next big thing in automotive lighting is a dazzling idea. It's a lamp so small it can barely be seen. Germany's Osram company is introducing the aptly named MiniStar, the world's smallest integral reflector halogen lamp. The MiniStar packs the glow power of a 50-watt light bulb into a package smaller than a shiny penny.
So what does this mean for your car? Better visibility, less heat transference, improved electrical efficiency, and a sleeker interior. Now that's what I call making light of a situation. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up whatever you want, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, or we've got live streaming. Broadband version of the show is there for you. Dial-up version, pretty much. We got two sizes, and it should fit your internet connection. One of them will. Go check it out, freetalklive.com. Of course, it's all on the house. All right, so we've been talking about all kinds of things, everything from Cindy Sheehan to Fort Trumbull, which I mentioned at the beginning of the show. There was supposed to be a big, important meeting tonight in New London, Connecticut, in regards to the Fort Trumbull neighborhood, which, of course, as you know, is the center of controversy over eminent domain. And the seven homeowners involved there, one of them has been very on the spot, giving us updates, and his name is Rich Beyer. He writes this in. He says, "Hi, Ian. As I thought, this dog and pony show has resulted in yet another delay. The city council..."
Tom Delay?
"The city council did not fire the NLDC this evening. I could only guess that this will drag on and on. Coincidentally, the mayor, Jane Glover, and Beth Sabala, one of the councilors, did not show up at the meeting. Discussions were primarily about the million-dollar company Corcoran and Jennison being afraid of risk in the development area known as Fort Trumbull. So to sweeten the pie, the city seems to be willing to give them a $1.9 million building and the land with a lease of $1 per year."
Oh, my God.
"For 99 years.
And this is the Fort Trumbull expense. In the Fort Trumbull neighborhood?"
This is correct.
Now, how can they say that they're getting superior... tax base from this? I mean,
I don't know, man. Which
it's because they're stealing the property.
Yeah,
they really are.
Yeah,
if they were paying a fair price for the property, people would sell. Or if they were paying better than a fair price, they sure would sell.
Yeah. Well, and this particular, whoever these companies are, Corcoran, Pfizer, I don't even know who's involved. But if they wanted to get themselves some property for their industry. They could very easily just go right outside of the city limits or go to some available property. They wouldn't have to go and take it from individuals. I mean, that's so unusual. I mean, how often does that happen, really?
What?
How often does a private company come into a neighborhood and start trying to buy up properties
Never.
Because they really, really want to build there?
Never.
Yeah. I mean, these aren't going to be storefronts. Pfizer's not going to be selling Viagra from a storefront here. They're going to be having some sort of a research facility. And this is industrial kind of zoning, I think. And so that kind of stuff can easily be done in an industrial park, out in the middle of nowhere, or outside of city limits, or somewhere where there's some available land.
Someone would argue that then New London wants to benefit because they want this stuff to happen inside of their city limits.
Maybe.
That's not going to happen in an industrial park.
I see.
Because, you know, like if you keep on using
New London's
vacant land for new purposes, then what you have is sprawl.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be benefiting at all, though.
But the city planning argument is going to fall to the side of the people, the tyrants.
I see.
They want to plan.
What this is pointing out here is that this isn't about tax base at all. This is about doing somebody a favor, which is what it's always been about. It's when eminent domain is used like this to transfer private property to another private owner, in this case, big companies. What's going on here is very simply somebody at Corcoran and Jennison, or Pfizer has some connections to the city council, and they simply are working deals in back rooms. They're working deals behind the scenes saying, hey, we'll cut you. Look, hey, how about this? Say we're having problems and we have issues with moving in. Give us this building and give it to us for 99 years at $1 a year, and then we'll cut you in for $250,000 a year. Or something like that. Do you see what I mean? To where the city councilors, the ones, the individuals who are making the deal, supposedly in the benefit of the community, or for all I know, it's the NLDC. Some of these guys that are behind the scenes are going to profit from this at the expense of all the taxpayers.
Sure they are.
That's all that's going on here.
Sure, there's people's property being taken away. Of course they're going to benefit.
Yeah, and they're going to. And what I'm saying is they're going to benefit directly from a check from these companies, personally.
Wouldn't doubt that.
I think. 800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the show. Let's go to Brandon in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. I just had a little story about you, or about for you guys, about a cop. On Friday the 23rd, my girlfriend was coming home from Ball State University.
Mm-hmm.
She had two friends with her. She was taking them home, too, because we all live in the same town. On her way home, a cop pulled out and was behind her, followed her for about 3 miles. Well, my girlfriend was getting nervous and accidentally swerved and went across the center line a little bit. Okay? So he pulls her over. So he goes up to the window. He's a complete asshole to her.
Okay, right. You got to watch your language. I mean, it's not the worst.
Sorry.
Complete jerk.
Yeah, he was really rude. He was a real jerk. And so he asked if she's been drinking. She says, no. He said, do you know why I pulled you over? She says, no. He said, well, you swerved, you know that? She's like, I don't remember. And, well, she was nervous.
Right.
And she was tired. And, so he takes her out and gives her, a stand on 1 foot test, follow the pencil with her eye, walk on a line, and touch your nose,
okay,
et cetera, et cetera. And when he takes her back to the car, and meanwhile, he's totally rude while he does this. And he does this to the point of harassment. He just holds her there. He gets rude the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
This is the words of my friends, so I never actually witnessed this. Okay? And as he's taking her back, he says, okay, I'm going to have one of you guys drive. And she says, why? Why? I hadn't had anything to drink. He said, look, you think I'm not joking about that? You think I'm joking? You want me to give you a breathalyzer? She said to him, why didn't you just do that in the first place? Instead of making me do all these stupid tests. And which takes up about 15 minutes and she's trying to get home for the weekend. And he's like, look, you better watch your mouth. And he just mouths off.
Okay? I don't understand. If he thought she was drunk, why wouldn't he give her the breathalyzer and take her in? I mean, if she really was drunk, if somebody's drunk, a cop's going to take them into the, you know, they're going to arrest them and take them down to the city.
This is my thing. But they actually saw the cop at a gas station, and he watched them get out and get gas and candy and whatnot. And so my friend thinks this is just a pure case of what he calls ageism. All right? Mm-hmm. They're just going after him because they're young kids. Well, okay, she just wondered, why the heck didn't you just give me the breathalyzer in the first place? Well, the other guys aren't covered on her insurance, and she really doesn't want to let them drive. But sure. He makes that happen. He forces them to do
it. He orders it.
He orders it. And so I'm thinking, and not only this, but he followed her for 3 miles, and she drove perfectly fine.
I just hope that you learn a lesson from this. Like, I know you're on the bulletin board system. Get your friends to watch the busted video. Yeah, we have it available. There's a link to it. Get them to watch it.
Yeah, I definitely want
to burn it to disk, whatever.
Well, this isn't it, though. One of my friends was so mad that he called Red Key. That's the precinct. That's the sheriff's office. He called the police office.
Well, tell us the rest of the story in just a moment, Brandon, right, and we'll find out if anything. I doubt the cops did anything about it because they're pretty much immune. I mean, they could rape somebody, and you can't even complain about that, hardly. 800-259-9231. The cops are out of control. And, of course, if you've got a bad cop story, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, none molested by the TSA. I mean, N-U-N. This is your show.
Folks, a massive fraud has been deceiving many millions of good people for decades.
The lie we have been sold by the so-called health food industry is that taking vitamins will make us healthy. They tell us our dietary habits are so poor, we can't possibly get adequate nutrition from mere food. And though it's true we may not always eat right, God did not create a vitamin tree. Consuming isolated or synthetic nutrients will never give you total health, and in some cases, can actually do your body harm. The natural state of your body is total health. It's your birthright. Don't waste your money on vitamins. Claim your health the natural way God intended. To learn more, click the bright orange and white banner at GCNLive.com or call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. And use promotional code 18222.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You could take control of the airwaves if you want to. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can go vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com, although things tend to wind down on the voting towards the end of the month. It's usually the beginning of the month when we really push hard for votes. Of course, over at podcastalley.com, the premier site for all things podcast. Anyway, if you haven't voted this month, you can still go do it at vote.freetalklive.com. Well, let's go back to the phones and back to the fun to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're back on Free Talk Live. Just to recap, your girlfriend was pulled over this weekend. It was, I presume, nighttime. She was driving with two friends. She had nothing to drink, and a cop followed her for approximately 3 miles. She apparently made a little mistake, swerved. He pulled her over, ran her through a battery of drunk tests, but he didn't give her a breathalyzer. The entire time he was a real jerk to her, and then he ordered her to not continue driving. He ordered one of the other two individuals in the car to actually drive home, and that's where you left off.
Yeah, well, just so you know, there was no beatings or anything, so
that's good to know.
It's not like there's going to be some bloodbath or some dramatic story that's going to happen. Just so you don't, I don't get anybody's hopes up, quote unquote, hopes up.
Well, yeah, we did not want to hear that kind of a story, but yeah. We hate it when that happens. Go ahead.
But okay. So my friend calls the police office. He eventually gets a hold of the police officer.
Was this one of the friends that was in the car?
Yes.
Okay.
He eventually gets a hold of the police officer and talks to him for a little while.
You mean the cop that pulled them over or the...
Yeah, he got a hold of the cop that pulled him over.
Okay.
And he talked to him and whatnot. And the conversation, it just basically boiled down to the cop not denying anything, but then again, not saying he did anything. The cop was just like, yeah, if, you know what, if you think I'm... And basically the cop kept accusing him of stuff, and then the cop said that he accused him of being a liar. And the cop said, go to the judge. And the cop is just a redneck piece of scum.
Okay.
So I said, you know what, I'm going to call in. And I called in, and I said, hello, my name's Brandon. I understand that on this date, one of your officers followed my girlfriend, pulled him over, subjected her to several intoxication tests and point of harassment. And the officer, and I actually got the same officer. And he said, you know what? I don't even have to listen to this. You have no right to even talk to me. You don't, and whatever,
wow.
And whatnot. And he hung up on me. So I called back. I said, look, you have sworn an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution, and you are answering to the people. You serve the people, and you are going to talk to me. You violated my girlfriend's right to liberty. You violated her right to be secure from unreasonable seizures.
Were you just doing this to make yourself feel good? Because, I mean, did you honestly think you'd have any effect?
No, I just wanted to talk to him and piss him off.
You just wanted to harass a cop. Okay.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening? He ignored you again?
Do you think I could make a difference with a cop?
No. What ended up happening? Did he just ignore you again, or what?
No. At this time, he talked to me, and he started using the ad hominem fallacy by saying, have you taken any law courses? I said, no. I am a political science major. And I said, and I know for a fact that you, as a public servant, have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution, and you violated my girlfriend's right to liberty, and for that, you are a bad police officer. And you
bad cop.
To do? I said, you need to stop violating people's rights. I said, leave people alone. And eventually, he said, you know what? I'm going to prosecute you for harassment. And I just hung up on him.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Have you ever taken a law class, as though that cop's ever been to any law school?
I asked him. I said, have you ever even read the U.S. Constitution? He said, no. He said, no.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Let me ask you this, because this could be one positive thing that came out of this. Is your girlfriend a libertarian?
She's leaning that way.
She should be a little bit more now. No doubt about
it. One good thing comes out of this.
Yeah.
Well, Brandon,
out of it, but she's more libertarian.
Especially now, I would think.
Did you tell him what your name, what your full name was, or did you just give him your first name?
Brandon.
Okay.
I said Brandon. I'm not going to give my full name.
Because next thing you know, he's going to be targeting you if you're not careful. Thanks for the call, Brandon.
No problem.
Be careful out there. 800-259-9231. Like my fiance, she drives around, she flips the cops the bird, and I just try to explain to her, this is not a good idea. You don't want to go kick the sleeping lion. Mm-hmm. Don't take a baseball bat to the hornet's nest.
I think everybody needs to go watch that busted video 10 times.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, somebody should dig it up. Somebody should dig up that post, and we should put it on as a sticky on the bulletin board system for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I should find a link to it and put it on the links page on the site, because it really is that important.
Yeah.
The busted video, if you go and search for busted on our bulletin board system at freetalklab.com, you'll likely be able to pull it up. Actually,
I'm working on a website for some important liberty links, but that, you know,
yes,
I don't want to
under wraps.
I don't want to announce it yet. Yeah.
Right. All right. Actually, Marcos from Argentina writes in, and he says that apparently in Argentina, when you get pulled over, $6 is the fine. And you have to pay it on the spot.
Mm.
All it is a bribe. That's all it is.
Is he asking us to cry for him?
No. He's just letting us know
Argentina.
It's a good thing.
Okay.
He's just saying it's easy in Argentina. If you get pulled over, all you have to do is pay him $6, and hey, they're off your back.
At least someone, you know, got my joke. At least they hit the mark somewhere.
800-259-9231.
It was rough, but
quick, quick email from Victoria in Hong Kong. She says, Dear FTL, I've recently joined the Model United Nations at school and am absolutely clueless as to what the UN is really all about and what exactly it's there to do.
Money and corruption, baby.
It seems like all they ever do is hold talks and meetings and write up all these targets on how the world should be perfect in 5 years. In my blissful ignorance, however, I could be wrong, but I recall hearing you guys mention something along the lines that the only other organization that was more clueless than the government of the United States was the UN. And what do you mean by that, and what are your opinions? We're going to come back. What is the UN for, anyway? That's a great question. And if you have an answer for Victoria, 1-800-259-9231. Is the UN really worth anything? 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years.
Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you still. 800-259-9231 if you make the call. It's Ian here with you.
And Jocelyn.
And Manwich.
So Victoria writes in, wondering about this UN thing. Apparently she joined the Model United Nations at school, and she says she's totally clueless as to what the UN is all about.
Well, it's basically a world-governing body. You know, the governments of the world get together and they discuss things and then they decide, you know, if they, in the case of Iraq, you know, when they invaded Kuwait, well, we don't like that, so we're going to all get together and attack.
And the reason she asks why I claim that the UN's more inefficient than the United States, the reason I claim that is because it seems to me, at least, that the bigger the government, the more inefficient and stupid it is. So, for instance, your local government, pretty stupid in general, inefficient. State government, more dumb and more inefficient. Federal government, really inefficient, dangerous, dumb. And now the UN is just totally on way, way worse than
here's,
us and all of
and here's like the one challenge. Thing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, here's the one thing I like about the UN. The one thing that I like about the UN is that their acronym is strangely appropriate. Because anytime you use any sort of phrase, when you say, like, UN authority or UN efficiency, it makes sense. Because you're basically saying, unauthority, unefficiency. I mean, it's the only government organization that actually makes some kind of sense.
And I would like you to challenge you, what has the UN done recently? I mean, what have they done?
Well, she says they hold talks and meetings. And
lots of
targets.
Talks and meetings. But I don't want to pay for your talks and meetings.
Right.
And here's the thing is, why should the UN have any power over any particular nation?
It shouldn't.
Untreaties.
I didn't vote for Boutros Ghali. Right. I didn't vote for, Kofi Annan.
That's the most terrible part about the UN, the fact that they just went ahead and all these world leaders, so-called, went ahead and formed the UN so they could all control one another.
So they could form UN-resolutions.
And none of us had any say in it. No, not that I'm saying that I'd accept it if 51% of America said they wanted to be in the UN. It's still, that still would be wrong and still would be un-American. The UN is a totally un-American organization, UN-American organization, I guess, and we need to pull out of it right away. So, Victoria, best of luck with your class. 800-259.
UN are a bunch of stupid muprons.
I've got to say, before on the UN, you know, why in the world would we want a world government? What did the voting public of China have to do with what's going on in America?
Nothing.
These people don't represent each other, you know? Sorry.
Everybody can get along just fine without the big governments being involved. I mean, I'm talking about the feds and the UN, because people, by nature, want to trade with one another. People have economic interests in dealing with one another across country borders. And so if we would just get rid of the UN, and I would say go ahead and just downsize the federal government to about 1% of its current size, maybe further, then we could actually get along with those other nations much, much better and not have to worry about the bureaucrats getting involved.
We would definitely not be in the wars that we're in right now if it wasn't for our foreign policy.
And she asks about UNICEF and other organizations like the WHO, which are linked to the UN. All of them, bureaucratic, stupid, money-funneling garbage, probably a bunch of crap going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. What, they found that Oil for Food program was a total sham, basically, the UN Oil for Food program. Total sham, funneling money to the UN bureaucrats.
Sure it is.
So that's all it is. It's just another scam. It's just another government. Who needs it?
I think we should cut every tax in the country except for the 1% tax on tea and then symbolically take all the tea in the country and just throw it in the ocean.
Well, that's an original idea. More coming back. Hour two on the way. You can take control of the show. Patrick wants to talk about China, and who knows what you want to talk about if you make the call. 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Cool!